Hello and welcome to This Spring Shall Be Challenged, as it has to be spring all the time. My name is Holger Steinhauer. This is my very first talk, so please bear with me and enjoy the talk. A few words about me. I'm a professional developer for over 15 years now, so I started coding in the fourth grade, and then the rest is history, as they say. I really, really enjoy it. I'm more than a decade on the JVM, so back in 2009-ish, I started to use Java mainly, and since 2019 I'm totally in love with Kotlin and had quite some projects with it. I'm also the founder of Steinhauer Software, so we are a consultancy company providing you services around selecting tech stacks and implementing services, and we are remote first, so if you're looking for help for your project or need some support in finding your tech stack, just get in touch. Besides this, I'm also co-organizing the virtual Kotlin user group and the Kotlin user group in Berlin. And I do support for quite some time now the Java event. I will put some links for these things into the, I think it's the last slide. So if you're interested, just check them out and get in touch if you have questions. Also, and last but not least, I'm also a podcaster. So my podcast is Coding with Holger. A link is in the at the end as well. And I do feel like I want to do one or two more, so let's see what time permits. Right, so what are we after today? Today we will have a quick view on how I see, so it's a really opinionated view on how current projects are essentially spec'd, or how the decision comes to place on what to use, which usually means spring. And then I will show you what the challenge will be. Don't be too excited, but it is taken from a real world project I just worked on recently. And I will introduce you to the contenders and show you the findings I had during a really, really lovely time implementing the same thing over and over again in four different frameworks. And give you a very opinionated conclusion on or view on what I found out. So what I see in projects nowadays is that if they are not already in progress, I see loads of managers deciding on what project, what frameworks to use, what technology to use. And this is usually based on Google results. Interestingly, this was one of the first projects here in Germany I did as a freelancer. So they wanted to change their tech stack, and they did some Googling. So they thought they want to go with Kotlin, which was great. But at the same time, they said we have to use Spring, which turned out to be not the best decision. And Spring is usually seen, besides Agile in Germany, to be a silver bullet. And I would strongly disagree with it. We will see some interesting findings towards the end of the talk, but it doesn't need to be Spring all the time on the back end. And also what I see is that a lot of companies are more concerned of finding framework followers, so people considering themselves as a React developer or as a Spring developer, rather than software developers with experience on the back or front and side of things and having worked with a couple of frameworks, so being able to switch between frameworks, which, by the way, I don't like, obviously. So what's the challenge? The challenge is very simple. So I want to have a simple REST endpoint. It will be a GET endpoint, and it should return a list of articles with some data attached to it, and this data is all held in a database, a relational database in this case. It doesn't really matter a lot, but just mentioning it, I'm more fan of the traditional relational database, which would be a complete different talk in itself. But yeah, so it will be this one, and it looks simple, but it turned out in this project I mentioned before, I teased before, that this was already point of interest for my previous client, or one of my previous clients. So they thought that there must be something quicker, or it must be possible to have a quicker response. So this essentially spawned the idea for this talk. The output will be JSON, so there is some transition or some transformation involved, and we want to have authentication. For the sake of this demonstration, it will be basic authentication, but essentially we don't want to have all our REST services exposed without authentication, right? So, and I should stop clicking buttons randomly on here, sorry. So what are the contenders? The contenders are four different frameworks, including Spring. And how did I select them? So besides them being in the media or in one or more projects of myself, I had a couple of requirements to them. So they should be easy to use and easy on the resources. So I don't want to spend too much time on setting things up, so get all the dependencies together and I have to choose the right versions and all these things. So this needs to be easy. And also at the same time, they should be easy on the resources, which means I don't want to be in charge to do a lot of optimizations from the very beginning to get them to perform quickly. And yes, we will have to optimize, and yes, we have to look into how we code things. But just spoiler, in this case, the implementations I did, and I will give you a link at the end to the code to it, so you will see it's rather easy or simply implemented. This is on purpose, so I didn't want to do any optimizations. I want to see how these frameworks perform, if done bluntly. They should support Gradle, because I like Gradle, because in Gradle I can have my build file in Kotlin script, but this is a personal taste, and it would be fun if they support Maven. They usually do, so Gradle.